Together, Miss Amy and I are delighted to extend to each and every one of you our New Year greetings. Happy New Year. It is with such anticipation that we welcome 2021. Excited about all that God has in store for us and for our NLC family. Today, we're turning to Psalm 103, verses 1 through 6. We'll be reading from the Amplified Version of the Bible. We will consider one word that's contained in these six passages from which we will draw our theme for 2021. Verse 1, bless, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is deepest within me, bless his holy name. Bless, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not one of all his benefits. Who forgives every one of all your iniquities, who heals each one of all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and corruption, who beautifies, dignifies, and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your mouth, your necessity and desire at your personal age and situation with good, so that your youth renewed is like the eagles, strong, overcoming, soaring. The Lord executes righteousness and justice, not for me only, but for all who are oppressed. Let's turn our hearts toward verse 2. Bless, affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not one of all his benefits. And then in the next four verses, David lists five benefits. The first is forgiveness, followed by healing, preservation, coronation, crowning you with loving kindness and tender mercy, and ends with satisfaction. Forgiveness, healing, preservation, coronation, and satisfaction. The five benefits which David lists here. Now, the result of these benefits is that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Our youth is renewed like the eagles. The eagle, of course, being a symbol of strength, vitality, and endurance. And here it is. Here's our theme. 2021, a year of renewal. A year of renewal. The word renew means to renovate and reconstruct to the original purpose, to restore ruined altars and cities by rebuilding, to revitalize and re-energize one's spirit, to return to a fresh, invigorating state, to make qualitatively new. To make qualitatively new. I believe, church, that the renewal of God's people is an urgent priority for churches all over the world, NLC notwithstanding. Especially in light of the past 10 months that we've encountered, many have grown weary, many have been challenged to keep the faith, struggled with their purpose. Many have encountered loss and disappointment, been stressed out in relationships, and the list goes on and on. As we heard last week from Pastor Nelson, what a powerful message, Pastor Nelson. Thank you so very much. Church, if you haven't had opportunity to receive that word, go back and listen and watch that message from last Sunday. Amazing. He ministered to us on the divine shaking and shifting, and that the divine shaking and shiftings we encounter are designed to bring out of us the treasure of worship, the treasure of character, the treasure of family. And I believe that will transpire this year as we encounter renewed strength to stand firmly planted on the rock. The words renew, renewal, renewing, renewed. All of these words are built around the word new. The word new. There's something intriguing about the concept of new. We all love new. We all love new things. Next time you go to the supermarket or perhaps shopping online, check out how many items there are that have the word new written across the label. New is exciting. New means unspoiled. New means fresh. New means no history, no baggage. New means no disappointment. God is the God of the new. God is the God of the new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 and the first part of 18 says, "For if a man is in Christ, he becomes a new person altogether. The past is finished and gone. Everything has become fresh and new. All this is God's doings." All this is God's doings. Renewal is God's doings. Renewal is the new thing that God does through us if we will let him do it. Isaiah 43, verse 19, the first part of that verse says, "Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it?" Church, God desires that his people live in fullness of life here and now. God never called his church to be a weary, worn out, confused, hesitant, defeated people. A church who has to justify its existence, oh no. Or a church who feels that we have to apologize to the world for who we are, oh no. Renewal means restoring the church to the full intentions and purpose of the one who found it, Jesus Christ himself. It is the power of the Holy Spirit that is the key factor in our returning to a renewed state of righteousness, peace, and joy. You see, the Holy Spirit in 2021 is ready to renew us with his power. The Holy Spirit is ready this year to impart fresh life and renew our strength that we might bear greater fruit of the Spirit this year. Are you ready for that? I am. I'm hungry for that. Now, there are four areas of renewal that we're believing for this year. We need to ask God for, by his Holy Spirit, to bring about in 2021. The first is personal renewal. Personal renewal. Secondly, relational renewal. Relational renewal. Thirdly, missional renewal. Missional renewal. And fourthly, cultural renewal. Cultural renewal. We will be considering these over the next few weeks. Today, I want us to talk about personal renewal. Hungry for that, ready for that. Personal renewal. Ephesians 4, 21 through 24 from the Amplified says, "Assuming that you have really heard him and been taught by him, as all truth is in Jesus embodied and personified in him, strip yourselves of your former nature, put off and discard your old unrenewed self, which characterized your previous manner of life, and becomes corrupt through lust and desires that spring from delusion." Verse 23, "And be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. And put on the new nature, the regenerate self created in God's image, God-like in true righteousness and holiness." Church, when you and I were born again by God's Spirit, we were provided with freedom from a life of sin, and we were given a new mind to live in that freedom. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 16 says, "But we have the mind of Christ." This Christ-like mindedness is filled with peace. It's filled with joy. This Christ-like mindedness leads us into life and leads us to our destiny. Its ways, its thoughts, and its intentions are aligned with heaven. Yet we just read in verse 23 of Ephesians 4 that we are to be constantly renewed in the spirit of our mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. And that is followed in verse 24 with instruction to put on the new nature, the regenerate self that's created in God's image. Now you must understand that Paul the apostle understood that while we are still on this earth, we often find ourselves struggling with the old way of life, the old sinful nature. Although we belong to Christ and have died to sin, we still live in a sinful world. The tension between the old and the new is ever present. Old habits, old sinful desires, and temptations seem to be ever lurking in the shadows. So how can we position ourselves to encounter this renewal this year, 2021? How can we position ourselves to encounter, have a personal encounter with Jesus, have a renewed encounter, or an encounter that renews our thoughts and our attitudes, returns us to the mind of Christ, living clothed in the new nature? Let me give you a few ways. Number one, desire. In 2021, if we're going to position ourselves to encounter renewal in our thoughts and in our attitudes and return to the mind of Christ that we've been given, number one, desire to pattern yourself after God, not the world. Desire, let it start with a desire in you to pattern yourself after God, not the world. Romans 12, 2 says, don't copy the behaviors and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Claim that for you and myself this year. Come on, church, it all starts with desire. Begin 2021 by submitting your desires to God. Secondly, to position ourselves for this renewal, this encounter of renewal, involve yourself in activities which lead away from the old. Involve yourself this year in activities which will lead you away from the old ways, the old thoughts. Philippians 4:8 says, summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious. The best, not the worst. The beautiful, not the ugly. Things to praise, not things to curse. What are you and I going to busy ourselves with this year? Will we give our attention to things which will take us back to the old? And then finally, number three, study and apply God's word to change behavior within. Study and apply God's word to change behavior within. 2 Timothy 3:16, every scripture has been inspired by the Holy Spirit, the breath of God. It will empower you by its instruction and correction, giving you the strength to take the right direction and lead you deeper into the path of godliness. I want to invite you, church, to join us each and every day this year in reading through the Bible. If you haven't already signed up, I want to encourage you to do so. You can find the information on our social media platforms, and though we are several days into it already, you can still catch up. We've got a great plan. We're reading four chapters a day, and at the end of this year, we will have gone as a church together through the Old Testament once, the New Testament and Psalms twice. Come on, let's study and apply God's word to see that behavior changed within us. Hey, everybody, let's set our hearts together to have a renewed personal encounter with Jesus in 2021. Come on, let's take a moment right now. Come on, let's just together say, oh, Holy Spirit, oh, Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me? Come on, just ask the Holy Spirit right now. What are you saying to me right here at the beginning of this new year? I'm so ready for the new, that you have in store for me, Father. I yield myself, all of me, to you. Do a new thing in me that I may perceive and that I may take hold of it. I'm so ready. I'm so hungry. Thank you, God. Now, just before you go, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior and you truly desire to find a brand new life in Him at the beginning of this brand new year, or if you desire to know more about Nairobi Lighthouse Church, I want to invite you to call or text the number that's at the bottom of your screen right now. We would love to hear from you, love to pray with you, love to serve you. It would be our honor. God bless you.